104 WDLN. This is John Kay coming to you from Lakeland Linder International Airport in Lakeland, Florida. The scene of Sun and Fun 2024. It is the 50th anniversary of this event. A lot of people in our area are familiar with Sun and Fun. And for those of you that are not, let me tell you a little bit about it. Sun and Fun is a week-long happening. Usually happens the end of March, early April for a week. Starts on a Tuesday, ends on a Sunday. And it's one of the largest air show and fly-in conventions in the world. In fact, it's number two, just behind Oshkosh, Wisconsin, which happens later on in the summer. What exactly is Sun and Fun? It is a nonprofit educational organization that furthers and enhances the careers of tomorrow's pilots, starting at the high school level, right here on the grounds of Sun and Fun, the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, which is the high school grades 9 through 12, where they teach all sorts of aviation courses, and they give scholarships for private pilot licenses and get you started on in your aviation career. So when you leave here, you can move on to college and further it from there, or go into the military and just do whichever direction you want to go as far as aviation. It's a great organization. Let me give you the website, flysnf.org. You can learn all about it, and if it's too late for you to think about coming down today, which probably is, you can make plans maybe for next year. It's a super-duper organization. If you're a camper, if you have a travel trailer or an RV, this is one of the greatest places to come camp out for a week. They have great campgrounds down here, a lot of amenities available to you. And you can camp out here for the week, fairly reasonable. And that's all that information's on the website at flysnf.org. All right, let me tell you about what happened Friday. I told you yesterday that there was no sun, no fun on Thursday. As we all know, it rained and a cold front came through. There was no air show. The vendors went home early. It was pretty much not a lot happening at Sun and Fun until Thursday night, when Paradise City opened up and had some activities going on over there. And then the Thunderbirds, who were supposed to arrive earlier that day but couldn't get because of the weather, they came in almost at dark. And if you didn't know they were coming, you didn't know they were coming. And we happened to get wind of them coming in about 20 minutes before they showed up. And we were able to see them land in the twilight, and that was really magnificent to see. And then yesterday, they put on a practice performance, and it was pretty sensational. And today and tomorrow, Thunderbirds put on their full-blown air show to close out the daytime air show. Now, Saturday and Wednesday are the 2 days you really want to be here, because you get not only the daytime air show, all the convention activities, all the vendors that are out here, all the airplanes to look and gawk at and so forth. You get all of that plus a night air show. And if you've never witnessed a night air show, it is something for the eyes. It closed out Wednesday night with a surprise that we didn't expect. They had drones in the air that was making images and spelling out Sun and Fun 50th anniversary with a backdrop of all sorts of fireworks and pyrotechnic going on. It was absolutely fantastic, and they're going to do the same thing tonight, wind permitting. Of course, you can imagine how wind would affect a drone. But it was a little bit breezy on Wednesday night, and they got it off, and it was beautiful, and it looks like it's going to be just absolutely gorgeous for tonight as well. Sun and Fun 2024, it's wrapping up and coming to a close here real soon. And I hope maybe you might want to make some plans for next year. Go check out the website. It's a great nonprofit organization, and they could use your support by just coming and attending the event. Sun and Fun, SNF. Fly, it's flysnf.org. John Kay from Sun and Fun 2024 on Y104 WDLN.